think, here I'm on the other side now. I think I will think about getting that typewriter anyway. I've really had difficulties with the one we've got here lately. And I was typing a paper last night, and one of the letters completely came off. So I had to try to put that back on, and Ken has tried to solder them, a couple of the little letters back on, and they stay for a while, and then a couple of the letters keep coming off. So I may look into getting a typewriter. I did check on the prices here just this week at the BX, and I think the one, if I got one, of course it's the most expensive one, and it's $141, but it's the one that does have the automatic carriage on it, and I would prefer, I think, a Smith Corona typewriter, the portable electric, but the Smith Corona has not yet come out with the return carriage that's automatic, and the Royal does, and the BX has both of those. So, I don't know, I think I'll look at them and try them out. See, I sort of hate to spend that much money now. I really feel guilty. I've spent so much money last couple of years on school, and heavens, you never spend that much money. You're always saying that you're spending a lot there, occasionally getting some little gifts or a tape recorder or something, and heck, I'm the one here spending all the money every semester, spending $240, $245 on the long semesters, and then in the summer, those two semesters, full tuition there, plus my books. So I'm really the one to spend a lot of money, and I kind of hate to spend even more getting a typewriter right now, but I may go ahead and get one. I'll have to see and look into it. You mentioned my observation at the state hospital. Yes, they've been extremely interesting, and I'll probably get to go out again, and well, I hope so, because it is extremely interesting to me. And it's real funny, you know, I was just going to college because I enjoyed it, and of course because I would like to have a degree, and I hadn't really planned to work, but it's funny, the closer I get to a degree now, the more places that I find that I can get a job real easy as a caseworker or the bottom of a social worker. I mean, they have different classes of social workers, and a true social worker has to be registered by the state and needs 3 additional years of college besides your 4 years for your undergraduate degree. But with a psychology degree, I find even here in Dayton, you can get a higher paying job than with a sociology degree, even though they recommend that you get the sociology degree and then go to graduate school for your social work certificate. So the psychology already seems a little more valuable. And I went to the Salvation Army yesterday and was interviewing the guy down there. And of course, I was just interested in what the Dayton chapter of the Salvation Army does. And before I knew it, he was interviewing me for a job. And he asked me when I thought I'd graduate. And I told him if I stayed here, I hope to graduate then. He was already trying to hire me as a caseworker at the Salvation Army. So I finally told him that I wasn't applying for a job. I was just trying to interview him for a paper I was writing for social work. Anyway, it's sort of nice to know that there are that many jobs open for just a degree in sociology or psychology. And the psychology does seem more valuable than a sociology degree. I sure have enjoyed the pictures that you sent, and as you said, none of them are too outstanding from your Taiwan trip, but yet we certainly didn't have any from that area of the world, and that'll add to our photography album anyway, to have pictures from different places that you've been. Unfortunately, I haven't got any of those pictures that you sent into the album yet, and I guess that's going to be one of your jobs when you get back to this winter. If we stay here and it's cold here, that'll be something to do at night while I'm studying, because we sure got lots of pictures, and I haven't even got one in an album yet. And your folks still have a couple of rolls of them or so I haven't got all of them together even yet. I'm glad you remembered Chaplain Hunt. I knew you would as soon as I mentioned Waco. Well, you mentioned your rainy weather there, too. It's just as rainy right now here. Typical October weather, though, at least the end of October, I think, for Dayton, because a lot of times about this time of year after the leaves turned and all, it does tend to get a little bit of rain and foggy, I think. That's the way it is tonight. Real foggy out and real damp. It has rained most of the day. Right now it's not raining, but it's real foggy and very, very damp. And so it's not too much different, I guess, here than there as far as the weather. I'm sorry that you all had such a bad mission the other night and got sucked in and weren't able to land there at Baku when you came back from your mission. Boy, I bet you were really exhausted after being in the air that long, and besides that, worried as if you were going to get down anywhere. Sure hate to hear that the weather's that bad where you have trouble getting in and landing at a place like that. But you'll be out of there before too much longer. I'm sure looking forward to getting home and getting away from the danger and being in Baku. Of course, I know you like to live dangerously anyway, and you always tell me it's really not too dangerous. But I'm sure it is. Yeah, I bet you did get a laugh out of me telling you that I didn't see much advantage in your paper fire plan backwards, because of course I was thinking of something entirely different. So I'm glad to know that that feature is pretty outstanding. Still, I don't want to run out of paper before I tell you how much I love you and how much I miss you and how much I'll sure be glad when you get home. And I hope you do keep in mind that I love you very, very much, and I'm sure looking forward to you coming home.